From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ahlam Ibrahim. American politics is polarized right now. You're not talking to each other. But breaking down those barriers is the idea behind KUOW's Ask Us series. At the end of Donald Trump's first 100 days as president, we held an Ask a Trump supporter event in Bellevue. People who support and oppose President Trump got a chance to sit down together, talk, listen, and learn. We also asked Trump supporters what most pleased and concerned them about the president's first 100 days in office.
The one thing that I'm the happiest about is his Supreme Court assignment. Unhappy? Not so much Trump, but our legislators who are stuck on the repeal and replace of Obamacare, because that's what something that Trump promised to do. And we've had our Republican congressmen and senators for the last 8 years talking about repealing and replacing. And when we elected our president, we gave them a Republican president. We elected a Republican House and a Republican Senate, and they don't have a plan. So my question to them is, where the hell have you been for the last 8 years?
The decision by Trump to strike that airstrip in Syria, I thought was very decisive and appropriate, and sent a clear message that, you know, hey, warfare is one thing, conflict is one thing, but when it comes to deliberately taking, you know, the lives of innocent people, he's not going to tolerate that. And so I really respected that. I thought it was the right decision, and I think it was based from his heart, really. And so I really applauded that. That sort of sticks out in my mind. I will say, however, that I question whether it was wise to allow Congress to go after the health care issue right out of the gate. I'm not sure that tactically that was the wisest thing to do. I think if I had been Trump, I probably would have said, look, we'll address health care later. First, I want you guys to give me this, that, and the other thing, and start moving forward on some of his agenda items first.
I'm very pleased that he's pressing on regardless. He's not letting congressional obstacles get in his way. He's not running and hiding. Actually, I think it's kind of what I expected. Obviously, when you're on the campaign trail, you're hoping you're going to get this big, giant cake, whatever, and sometimes maybe the cake falls. I don't think he's unrealistic. And the fact that I think he's crazy like a fox. I know we've got a couple of people on my side of this fence that say they don't like Paul Ryan. I don't dislike Paul Ryan, but I think there's a little bit of a power thing going on there, and Paul Ryan would be well advised to just get along with him. I think that, you know, the health care, well, we tried it your way, Paul, it didn't work. We'll try it my way. That's what I expect to happen. I'll be disappointed if it doesn't.
I'm very happy about his selection for Supreme Court Justice. And as far as what I'm unhappy about, I guess I should have expected it, you know, that he wouldn't really be ready for some of the details of the work. And he has admitted that it's a harder job than what he expected. That was a very surprising revelation, I think, for him to make. And that is one of the things that I like about him, is that he's open and honest. And he doesn't mind, you know, he screws up and he just keeps going, and he doesn't quit, he doesn't say die, he never gives up. But as far as what I don't like, some of the things I'm not happy with, some of his lack of preparation. I think he needs to realize that he's not building a building. This is a lot harder than building a building. He's not in a position now where he can buy a building inspector. Hopefully he's never done that, but it's a little different.
You just heard from Olga Farnum, Peter Gigante, Connie Muncy, and Robert Johnson. They participated in our Ask a Trump supporter event in Bellevue on Sunday, April 30th. KUOW's Ask a series includes sessions with immigrants, Muslims, transgender people, and cops. To learn more, go to kuow.org/ask.